This show is sponsored by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, again, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. Friends, if you'd like to check us out online, you can do that, sonsoflibertyradio.com. You can also go over to our brand new website, sonsoflibertymedia.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. You can also go over to our Twitter account, which is Bradley Dean 1 on our Twitter account. Phone lines will be accessible today, 1-866-233-0747. Again, 1-866-233-0747. Folks, we're turning talk radio into do radio. We're showing you our faith by our works. And by the way, that's how you're supposed to judge a man, is by his fruits, by what he does, not by what he says. Because so many times we see that these individuals that represent we the people, we've been deceived into believing that they can go ahead and flatter us, but betray us at principle, when in fact that is exactly opposite of what Christ commanded when he said, judge men by their fruit, not by what they say, of course. So again, folks, this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And Stephanie, can you tell us why that is?
Well, the reason why that is because it's just a terrible place to be when your brains are in somebody else's head. We want the mind of Christ, we want the heart of God, and always make sure that we're led by His Spirit. Now, we've been talking a little bit about John Adams, George Washington, great preachers such as Charles Spurgeon. Yesterday, we talked a little bit about George Whitefield. Today, I want to go on over to William Booth. For those of you who may not know, William Booth, along with his wife Catherine, were the founders of the Salvation Army. The Salvation Army, at its original origins, I should say, is much different than what you see today. They were actually an army on the march going after crime, prostitutes, I mean, you name it. They were out there doing it, getting, you know, eggs thrown at them, and actually the women had to wear bonnets to protect themselves.
Some of them were killed, raped, so on and so forth.
So they actually were doing the stuff in the very most dangerous parts of London, the streets of London. But this is what William Booth had to say, and we've said this quite often, but I think it bears, it's not a tedious thing to repeat it again, I should say. The chief danger that confronts the coming century, he said, will be religion without the Holy Ghost, Christianity without Christ, forgiveness without repentance, salvation without regeneration, politics without God, and heaven without hell. And that goes without saying, that's exactly what we're seeing in our country today. Now, this is what he had to say. And we've heard this from many people who say that they're just not called, or that's what you're called to do. That's not what I'm called to do. Or we've heard people say, well, the Lord's hiding me right now. So basically, that's your excuse not to do anything. This is what William Booth had to say about that. He said, not called, did you say? Not heard the call, I think you should say. Put your ear down to the Bible and hear him bid you go and pull sinners out of the fire of sin. Put your ear down to the burdened, agonized heart of humanity and listen to its painful wail for help. Go stand by the gates of hell and hear the damned entreat you to go to their father's house and bid their brothers and sisters and servants and masters not to come there. Wow. Then look to Christ in the face, whose mercy you have professed to obey, and tell him whether you will join heart and soul and body and circumstances in the march to publish his mercy to the world. And that's such a great point, because so many times people just, they make excuses for why they can't do something, why they can't preach the gospel, why they can't pass out a tract. Listen to what William Booth said, and make sure that you live by those words. And this is what he had to say. He said, while women weep as they do now, I'll fight. While little children go hungry as they do now, I'll fight. While men go to prison, in and out, as they do now, I'll fight. While there is a drunkard left, while there is a poor lost girl upon the streets, while there remains one dark soul without the light of God, I'll fight to the very end. Not I'll make excuses, not I'll sit down, I'll fight. He said, work as if everything depended upon your work, and pray as if everything depended upon your prayer. So some good words of wisdom here today from Mr. William Booth.
Folks, talking about headline news again, just letting you know what the conservatives are promoting out there, and I'm saying a lack of course, just so you know, if you're a listener of the sonsoflibertyradio.com, you understand what I mean when I say that. You understand what I mean when I say the professed church in America. You understand that I'm making distinction between the sheep and the goats. Just because they profess Christianity or conservatism or their patriotism doesn't mean jack, okay? It means, again, we judge men by their fruit. Going to a conservative outlet again, talking about headline news. Listen carefully, friends. Police, teen shot in Ferguson was suspect in robbery. We found out he's another thug. As we go on, we can also find out that it was actually, oh my goodness, folks. Holder dispatches teens that inflamed Trayvon Martin's case. Justice Department intervening, again, listen, friends, in racially charged Ferguson shooting. As a matter of fact, that brings to recollection here, and it brings to my aid. I'm going to play an audio right when we get back on the other side of the break. And I want you to listen carefully, friends, as to what these Black Panthers, who are only being used, again, for another reason, to bring forth or to incite domestic insurrection. I want you to hear directly from his mouth what he has to say about the crackers. Now, folks, I want people to understand, first and foremost, of course, he's talking about the white guys and the white kids, and he's also calling for their killing, okay, in the United States of America. And for some reason, the Department of Injustice behind Eric Holder is inflaming, okay? He's getting out to the people that actually blew up the whole Trayvon Martin case to what it was in hopes of what? Bringing division throughout the United States of America. We know that Barack Hussein Obama is showing condolences concerning the family of the individual that was shot. Nobody wanted anybody shot. But the question I have for you, America, in Missouri, is why was he shot? The facts are left unsaid. They're left revealed to the American people. We don't know what exactly happened. Well, things are beginning to trickle in and tell us what took place in Missouri and why all the riots. It has nothing to do with principle, friends. It has everything to do with bringing forth domestic insurrection. As I've always said, and friends, keep in mind, again, it's going to the next generation to incite what? Riot, to overthrow those that have, from the have-nots to take away from the haves. And that's exactly what's going on. If you want to see emulation of a dictator, you're seeing it in America today. It's still to the point, America, where it can be stopped. But again, it always comes back to the responsibility of the American people to take responsibility to deal with the issues at hand. I'm going to play that audio for you when we come back. We may have to bleep out a couple points, but I think the point is very well made. I also want everybody to understand that I'm not playing this for the purpose of helping along the issues. I'm playing it for the purposes of showing you that you need to deal with this injustice that's taking place from Washington, D.C., namely from this criminal, this supposed attorney general, tried and true criminal, Eric Holder, and who he's getting behind. Now it's the Black Panthers, friends. Why? And what is the Black Panthers, and what are they calling for? Well, it's going to surprise you. Maybe not. But when they start talking about killing little white crackers, little boys and little girls, I have a serious issue. Why is this man not tried for, you know what, friends? Hate crimes, huh? Yeah, all crime is motivated by hate, so let's take him to it. But where's the Injustice Department, friends? They're right behind those that are inciting domestic insurrection. We'll be right back after this break. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
This is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals and a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com and order your Healthy Start Pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for Life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM at sonsoflibertyteam.com.
Imagine if you had a secret code for making money. A code buried deep within biblical text. A code that certain investment titans have quietly exploited to amass billions. And what if this code could be used by you today to unlock vast amounts of wealth safely and ethically? Investment expert and former pastor Sean Hyman says there is such a code. He calls it the Biblical Money Code. Sean credits this code for helping him go from making a mere $15,000 a year to now giving away up to $50,000 a year. And today you have a chance to tap into this life-changing code by visiting the website moneycode23.com. That's moneycode, the number 23.com. At moneycode23.com, you will find a free video that describes how you could use this biblical code in your own life to get out of debt and invest for profits. Visit moneycode23.com for free today. That's moneycode23.com.
You set a light throughout the world, America, through justice. Because justice is the guardian of liberty.
SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
You see, a nation ceases to be a Republican only when the will of the majority ceases to be the law. America, you are the law under God. Justice is the call of the American people. So I ask, what is the guardian of liberty? Justice is. And you are the law.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. Friends, I want to tell you first and foremost that my Bible tells me that we all bleed the same color. All nations are of one blood. This whole race issue that they are attempting to use to divide and conquer, to again create domestic insurrection. Friends, don't doubt what I'm telling you, because I'm telling you, it's right on the mark. I've seen enough of this garbage to realize what's going on. It's being incited, okay? It's purposed. To get behind the Black Panthers, this particular clown, you know, friends, something's got to seriously be wrong. So in saying that, I want you to hear really, really quick, a Black Panther. Now, just keep your finger on it, okay, Chase, because there is a little bit of vulgarity in it. Let me say it that way. But listen to what he just said, friends. Okay, I want you to listen carefully to what the Black Panthers just said. And keep in mind, Eric Holder is letting these guys go on the American people, and it shouldn't surprise anybody. But America, it does surprise me that we've let it go this far. I have to tell you that. Listen carefully to the Black Panther. Listen to what he said.
What am I saying? I mean, we're going to have to kill some crackers.
We're going to have to kill some crackers.
We're going to have to kill some cracker babies.
We're going to have to kill some cracker babies, some white babies.
To hell with what National Geographic putting out. I'm telling you to your face here tonight, we're going to have to kill some little Penelope and some little Robbies.
Listen to what he's saying, friends.
You want to be free, don't you?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Y'all bullshitting me.
Ah, there you go.
Not sounding like that.
Yeah, there's a delay.
Why we got to kill them?
Kill them all.
You don't want to be free sounding like that.
Bunch of Black Panthers saying you got to kill them all. The crackers, the white people. And you have the Department of Injustice standing behind these people.
That's why I've got to fight this crime. Regardless of how you feel about me. Regardless of how anybody in this damn world feels about me. I'm going to fight this goddamn fight. Whether you like it or not. I believe in the death. Destruction of white people, each and every one of them.
I believe in the death and the destruction of the white people, each and every one of them. See, now, see, that's good, that's good. He made the point.
No.
This just came out, okay? Now, friends, why is this individual free?
Mm-hmm.
He thinks he has the freedom to kill Cracker. Okay? And again, I'm careful on this issue, but it jacks me up that the Department of Injustice, again, friends, is standing behind these criminals and this criminal mindset, which shouldn't surprise anybody out there because that's what you're dealing with concerning the administration. They're promoting this, friends. See, it's a communistic ideology. It's a method. Let me say it that way. It's a method that they use to create domestic insurrection while they attack from without and from within. You know, I can see why people, if they don't want to take responsibility, namely with theirs, what's been given unto them, freedom in this country, I can see why people wouldn't want to listen to somebody like me if they don't want to take responsibility. But I want to tell you something, Cracker. They're looking at you too. Okay? You can go ahead and ignore this all that you want to. You can just act like it's going to be another day. You know, this is all going to go away. No, it's not going to go away. Is it getting better, friends, or is it getting worse? Almost every radio show that we do on the Sons of Liberty Radio.com here, we ask the American people, and I'm going to ask it this way, is it for someone else to fix the problems in your country, or is it your responsibility to fix the problems in your country? I mean, this is pretty extreme stuff, don't you think, friends? That Black Panther, and you have the Attorney General, Eric Holder, saying, I got your back to these people, saying he wants to kill every white man and child in America. Friends, again, I wish I was talking about a third world country, but I'm not. You personally and individually have to take responsibility to right the wrongs, because you can see that this administration, without a shadow of a doubt, is at war with who we are. There's no question. And what they're saying right now is by any means necessary to undo the American way. And they call it freedom to kill. They call it freedom to destroy. They call it freedom to steal, to loot like they are in Missouri. And by the way, that's the very reason that these Black Panthers are being loosed on the American people, is because of the black kid that was actually assaulting the police officer in Missouri. I bet you probably didn't hear that, did you? Nope. Just like you didn't hear the truth of the Trayvon Martin case, right? Just like you didn't hear the truth of the Rodney King case back in the 90s, did you? Nope. You didn't hear all the facts, did you, friends? But no, you had the state-run media right there to divide and to conquer. And look what happened back in the 90s, friends. Major L.A. riots. And just think about this. The state-run media was not held accountable for any of the information that they withheld purposely to incite those street uprisings, uproars. They were never held accountable. If I was to give you the details of what took place with Rodney King, you would say, oh, I totally understand why they did what they did. But that's not how the state-run media ran it. They ran it as, look at white-on-black crimes. That was not the case. I'm not saying it hasn't happened, neither. I have a black guitar player. Okay? I totally get it. I totally understand it. I really do. I was raised in North Minneapolis. I lived with blacks. I lived with the Hispanics. I lived with the Hmongs. We were all in it together, so we all respected each other, and we didn't care what each other looked like as far as our color goes. We were in that hole together, so we looked out for each other. But for some reason, friends, we have an administration that thinks it's okay to go ahead and try to create as much insurrection, domestic insurrection, as possible.
Yep.
Folks, oh my gosh. Wow. When I look at what Martin Luther King started back in the 60s,
yep.
I call these people the demoralizers of the faith, by the way. The Al Sharptons and the Jesse Jacksons, because Jesse just didn't have what it takes or took to become what Martin Luther King was. He was anointed of God, and he didn't like that. Friends, let me go back to the stages of the George Zimmerman, Trayvon Martin case. Because when you look at that whole situation, I'm not going to go into great detail, but you can see that when the facts came out, they had to correct themselves. As a matter of fact, if you remember rightly, going back to this Missouri situation and going back to Trayvon Martin, do you also remember when Barack Hussein Obama, he piped in, didn't he, friends? Just like he did with this within this particular case. He piped in. He said of Trayvon Martin, he said if I had a kid, he would look just like him. and he sympathized with Trayvon Martin without knowing what the facts were. And this is nothing new concerning this administration, friends. And then if you remember right, they even said that George Zimmerman was a white man. No, he wasn't. He was Hispanic. But that didn't work out for their little propagandists, did it? So they had to create. And this is what they do 24/7. They create anything that will divide the American people. And folks, we got to go a little bit deeper than the color of our skin. We need to go to the issues of the heart. And we also need to keep in mind that God hath said we are all one blood. We're in this together. We're not separate in this, friends. I'm so sick and tired of people playing the race card again when it doesn't belong to this generation. This is something that has been done. It's water under the bridge, friends. And you have a new administration trying to divide the people through the color of their skin. Because after all, the president of the United States, he's a victim of everything that he does lawlessly. As he assails and assaults the American people on a 24/7 basis, he's the victim while he assaults.
Yep.
How does that work? Because of the color of his skin. No, if I'm right, it was the American people that actually said, you know what, we're way beyond this. They were the ones that voted him in the first place.
Now it's his excuse.
So that's to the credit to the people, yep, not to the president. And then once he gets there, he starts to assault the people,
yep,
that put in there.
He forgets about that fact, doesn't he?
Oh, he doesn't forget it. He knows what he's doing.
Yeah, exactly. You know, it's interesting, too. It just reminds of how there's nothing new under the sun when you're talking about Eric Holder dispatching people to ramp up the Trayvon Martin case. I remember when Martin Luther King Jr. was doing peaceful protests, well, they would bring in people to try to stir up riots.
They're called provocateurs.
Provocateurs,
yep,
so that they wouldn't have a peaceful
march.
That
were sent there by J. Edgar Hoover
That's
of the
right.
FBI because he hated Martin Luther King. And by the way, Andrew Young, we can go over to Martin Luther King. We can go to Roger Wilkins, who was the head of the DOJ, the Attorney General. I mean, you can go all the way down the line and ask everyone, because I did, and they all knew J. Edgar Hoover was the one putting,
yep,
the smear campaign out on Martin Luther King, and he was also responsible for sending forth the provocateurs. And by the way, the government has also been sued by the Martin Luther King Jr. family because they know that the government was responsible for the murder of their dad and husband. They know that. If you go back into the 1960s, you can see that every participant in the civil rights marches was required to sign the following pledge before they could participate. I'm going to give you the pledge that they had to sign before they could actually march concerning the civil rights. By the way, Martin Luther King said of himself, you know, he wasn't a civil rights leader. He said, I'm a preacher. So, folks, we need to, you know, we need to dissect this and,
yeah,
understand that, listen, whatever the papers say doesn't mean that's who he is or that's what he claims to be. This is interesting stuff. We're going to come right back to it, and I'm going to name all 10 of them for you before he could be a part of the
question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM-1 from Terraganix. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM-1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM-1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM-1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
Not just an alternative to the mainstream media. We're the premier independent talk radio network. We are GCN.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Next to water and food, you need a safe, storable fuel supply for your preparedness needs. Spare Fuel is the answer. Spare Fuel can be used in any gas-powered vehicle or generator. Spare Fuel is perfect for any unforeseen out-of-gas emergencies. Unlike gasoline, Spare Fuel is safe to store with your other supplies, and it can be stored for many years. Go to GetSpareFuel.com for special pricing. That's GetSpareFuel.com.
The reason I'm bringing up the demoralizers of the faith and kind of giving you a little history as to what took place back in the 60s, I wasn't here then. I was at the end of the 60s, but in saying that, when these marches were going on, I was only a thought, I think. But back in the 1960s, you know, this is what it was. This is the reason I'm bringing this up, is because if you look at the Al Sharptons, he's got on his little horseback, and he rode over to Missouri to start to get the blacks warring against the whites again, right? Because one individual, lawless individual, was shot by a cop for assaulting the cop. But, again, you're leaving out the details and leaving out the facts for the people to decide as to what's right and what's wrong. Well, just leave those out. And what you do is that's how you create domestic insurrection. Now in saying that, Al Sharpton's over there, and I'm sure Jesse's going to get involved. But, friends, I just want to take you back to the 60s just to show you how everything that they do counters what the intent of Martin Luther King Jr., well, and what his intent and purposes were. Meditate upon the teachings of Jesus daily before you could participate in the civil rights marches back in the 60s. Number two, remember that the nonviolent movement seeks justice and reconciliation, not just victory. Nonviolent, okay? Remember also, Martin Luther King Jr. said black power is as dangerous as white power. Of course it is. Number three, walk and talk in the manner of love, charity, 1 Corinthians 13, for God is love. Okay? That doesn't omit truth, friends. Number four is pray daily to be used by God. Number five, sacrifice personal needs. Greed has to go out the window. Remember, Martin Luther King put himself in an apartment in Chicago so he could actually live among those
partake
that he was liberating, right,
yep,
through his march. He paid $99 a month for that hole, I think he called, in,
yep,
Chicago. I remember watching the video.
Yep.
Number six is observe with friends and foe the ordinary rules of courtesy. Number seven, seek to perform regular service for others and for the world. Number eight, refrain from the violence of fist, tongue, or heart. Not promote it, friends. Number nine, strive to be in all good spiritual and bodily health. And number 10, follow the directions of the movement and the captain of the demonstration, which would be none other than Jesus Christ, as what was named number one amongst the itinerary and what you could do, or the, again, the itinerary, what you had to do before you could participate in the civil rights. So let's go over to what you don't do and what the modern day demoralizers of the faith promote, okay? Well, now they're promoting murder through the Black Panthers, and Attorney General Eric Holder saying, "We got your back." They're also inciting more insurrection over in Missouri right now, withholding the facts from the American people once again, like they did with Rodney King. Do you have Rodney King?
I'm still looking for it.
Okay, we're still looking for
it.
Number two, or number one, is this. This is the modern day civil rights leader, leaders of the day, such as Al Sharpton and Jesse Jackson, so on and so forth. Meditate on the media and anything but the teachings of Jesus. I'll say it again. Meditate on the media and anything but the teachings of Jesus. Talking about the immoralizers, demoralizers of the faith. Number two, civil disobedience to just laws through force in hopes of an unjust victory. Now keep in mind, friends, war is the rule of force. Peace is the rule of law. They say, let's get rid of the law, okay? Number three, walk and talk in the manner of thuggery and pride. Okay, we got a Black Panther. It sounds stupid as a rock. Literally. Number four is play the race card, as you are enslaved through deception by a godless administration daily. Of course, Barack Hussein Obama and none other than his administration, which would be Hillary Clinton and Hillary Clinton's administration, tried and true from the 90s. Number five is sacrifice the needs of others. Gain is the goal. Okay. Number six is send threats to those who disagree with you. Number seven is seek to have it your own way at all costs. Lie if necessary. That's all these people do, friends. Number eight is use fear in force. Use fear in force. I'm going to stop right there. Number nine is strive to take from others because you deserve what you take. The have-nots are taught by this administration through dictatorships of the past. Take from those that have because you deserve it. Okay. Number nine again, strive to take from others because you deserve what you take. It's yours. You don't have to work for it. And number 10, follow the directions of an unconstitutional and unlawful criminal administration. I like that. Because these modern civil rights leaders are the demoralizers of the faith. They are the demoralizers of the faith. No question about it. They have turned civil rights into uncivil distribution of privileges derived by the state, not by God. They have left off the Declaration of Independence and history, friends. Therefore, throwing off freedom, which they're too stupid to figure that out right now. Literally, they are. Under their directives, racism is being taught to a new generation under the guise of decrying racism. Martin Luther King Jr. again condemned the Black Power movement because he knew injustice anywhere is a threat to justice everywhere. Hello, friends. His point was that men were not to be judged by the color of their skin, but by the content of their character. The civil rights movement back in the 60s was about truth and justice, not lies and injustice, as to what you're seeing today. And it sickens me to the core.
All right, now I got some information on the Rodney King trials. You know, of course, L.A. riots and so on. But the incident actually took place on March 3rd, 1991. Rodney King was driving while intoxicated, and when officers attempted to arrest him, the large belligerent man resisted that arrest. A citizen...
This is the information that was withheld from the people in L.A., and the fruit of it, the result was, because the state-run media... omitted the facts, L.A. riots.
That's exactly right. A citizen, George Holliday, picked up his video camera and taped the in-progress drama playing out in front of them. Ultimately, the LAPD officers found themselves criminally charged.
Okay, hang on a second. Within that, you never seen Rodney King charge the cops. Oh, that's still coming?
I'm getting that. Yep. Basically, what did the law enforcement take away from this highly publicized incident? When this case was reported, the media chose to edit out the first 3 seconds of that tape that showed Rodney King rising up from the street to charge one officer in a clear-cut violent assault in self-defense. That officer struck King with his rifle. The jury saw that portion of the tape for the first time in court. So the people
in
of America
court.
Did
yep.
not see this.
No, they kept replaying it over and over, the cops beating
that's
him.
Exactly
yep.
right. So the United States citizens didn't see this, but the jury saw that portion of the tape for the first time in court after it had been deliberately withheld from the public by the media.
Do you remember CNN came out right after this took place, and they had a white response and a black response. Yep.
Yeah, you had the screen was split, and you had one or the other that you were seeing from.
Why would you do that?
To create division.
Who was the president of the United States? It was none other than George Bush Sr., I believe.
This is 1991, so that's about the time that he would be in office, yes. Now, this short clip gave credibility to the officers who testified that a major part of the battle with Rodney King occurred before Holliday turned on his camera. So we're getting bits and pieces that you're feeding the American people. Then we have riots happening, and the American people are not getting the whole story. The officers testified that a major part of the battle, as I said before, with Rodney King occurred before this guy even turned on his camera. The defense expertly showed the tape frame by frame to the jury, leading to an acquittal in the first trial.
That's where the uproar came from the black communities, was when he was acquitted, because of the fact of the matter is, friends, they didn't have all
right.
the facts.
And the thing is, it looks bad when you look at the videotape, but this is not the whole story. The whole story is this was taking place before this guy even turned on his camera.
Yeah.
When the jury saw that, they were like, oh, now we see what really happened. Too bad the American people didn't see it. And you can actually view the full Holliday tape there they have. But basically, after that aftermath, in the wake of the Rodney King case, cameras gradually became standard equipment in patrol cars all over the nation, and so on and so forth. But it's just interesting when you see, like you said, you're dividing the screen, black, white, you're causing division, you're not trying to bring people together, and you are missing the facts. Of course people are going to rise up because they don't know what truly happened. They don't have the whole story.
Yeah, and by the way, teen shot in Ferguson was suspect in a robbery. As well. And there's some pictures out there, friends, of this little thug acting like a hard guy. And eyewitnesses said that he was attacking the police officer.
Yep.
And again, what they're doing, once again, friends, and the state-run media is going right along with it, hook, line, and sinker, to incite domestic insurrection, friends, so they can weaken you as a people. And what are they doing? They're withholding the facts to enrage the people.
Yeah, same thing, Trayvon.
Now, you know, if I was a white guy, I don't care. If there was injustice down there, I'd want something to, you know, be done concerning that cop that violated the law.
Of course.
But again, facts aren't lining up here, friends. They just aren't. I don't care what color you are. What I care about is the facts, and I care about the law, what's right and what's wrong. And that's what everybody should care about. Not going and looting stores because it was a black guy and all of a sudden, they did it to one of our own again. No, you're turning out to be the racist when you do that.
Yeah. And people
we
need
can't
to
be
open
going
their
down
eyes.
That same road. Totally.
You know, if you look at even what happened with Trayvon Martin, speaking of this one individual, he acted like a thug. Well, Trayvon Martin was doing the same exact thing, and, you know, he was the one that attacked. So when you look at, you know, a place like MSNBC, and they're omitting certain portions, and they're taking out certain, and they're editing things to their liking, of course people are going to be upset if they take the media for face value. You have to stop, take a breath, and get the whole story before you start doing things you shouldn't be doing.
You know, what we're seeing across the land, too, is most people don't know this, but there's a lot of black flash mobs attacking white people brutally in knockout games, so on and so forth. Yeah. It's just over the top, friends. And if you want to just check out the facts, do again your homework and find out, folks, what you're finding out is the white people are under attack by these black flash mobs. And why? Because of what they're being taught through this administration. And what are they feeding? That's the question. What are they feeding to these people, our brothers and sisters, that they'd be so enraged against us, especially, again, when it doesn't belong to this generation? It sickens me.
That's
it really
right.
does.
It reminds me, too, of the boyfriend and girlfriend, and I'll look up their names here in a moment. But basically, it was Glenn Beck who put this piece out about this boyfriend and girlfriend who are brutally, probably like the worst killing. We're talking, you know, dumping kerosene on people, cutting off their private parts. I mean, this was such a brutal thing, and it was a black on white crime. And how come, as we always hear, when it's a, you know, a white person,
black,
that's right, when a white person's violated by a black person, but we don't hear it the other way around. We need to make sure that, listen, it doesn't matter who does the crime. If you're white, black, pink, yellow, or purple, justice should be brought forth. But don't just jump because a certain color of someone's skin.
And the especially don't jump, friends, when the state-run media tells you something, because 9 times out of 10, it ain't the whole story. We'll be right back. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. 1-866-233-0747. 1-866-233-0747. Last segment coming up.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. We ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, this is Angela with OperationJerichoProject.com. Bradley Dean's video series titled My War shows Bradley's journey bringing a message of truth to young people in assemblies across this nation. And it's a message they respond to in positive and powerful ways. He also reveals evidence of the anti-American, anti-family, and anti-Christian influences that the children in government-controlled education are exposed to every day. Get your copy of My War and see for yourself. Have video watching parties within your community. And then consider joining Sons of Liberty Radio and Operation Jericho Project in our mission to rescue our children from the government system. And let's empower parents to train up their children in the way they should go. Thank you, Bradley, for taking a stand for our nation's children.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Imagine if you had a secret code for making money. A code buried deep within biblical text. A code that certain investment titans have quietly exploited to amass billions. And what if this code could be used by you today to unlock vast amounts of wealth safely and ethically? Investment expert and former pastor Sean Hyman says there is such a code. He calls it the Biblical Money Code. Sean credits this code for helping him go from making a mere $15,000 a year to now giving away up to $50,000 a year. And today you have a chance to tap into this life-changing code by visiting the website moneycode23.com. That's moneycode, the number 23.com. At moneycode23.com, you will find a free video that describes how you could use this biblical code in your own life to get out of debt and invest for profits. Visit moneycode23.com for free today. That's moneycode23.com.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927, 866-229-0927, or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Okay, well, that was a long-winded intro. Now we're at the last segment. What do we do now?
Well, I just wanted to say real quick that the gruesome story of the murdered Tennessee couple I was telling you about before the break, their names were actually Christopher Newsom and Channing Christian. They were in Knoxville, Tennessee. Glenn Beck,
black on white crime.
That's right. Heinous crime. So if you want to find it out, just do a Google search online. But those were their names, Christopher Newsom and Channing Christian,
over
out of
top.
Knoxville, Tennessee. Crazy. I mean, I wouldn't even want to say it over the radio, especially if there's kids listening.
Yeah, I mean, it's really that ridiculous. Let's just go down a little more headline news just to kind of share with you as to what the conservatives are sharing with the American people. As you remember, yesterday, friends, I was talking about how we were talking about the atheists. I believe it was on Tuesday. And how the atheist said that they need to punt the prayers. In other words, you can't be doing that. Well, then we found out that the atheist was unnamed. They wouldn't tell us, the American Humanist Association wouldn't tell us who actually reported the crime of praying on the football teams, namely the coaches and the football players, and that's how they operate. Then what we did is we showed you that the people in Gainesville, Georgia, stood up against their communism. And interestingly enough, of course, what's going to happen is we go back to the conservative outlet. We don't hear about the victory, but we just hear about the defeat or the attack. Now, why is that? People need to be encouraged. People need to hear the good report. People need to hear across the boards that other people are not going to put up with what's going on in this country. Because, again, friends, what people need to know is we are saying the same things across the boards. My point? Why didn't the conservatives actually report the victory concerning the people that stood up? Because they don't want to bring things about to resolve, because if they do, they're not going to have a job tomorrow. Now, it's my job, friends, as a preacher, is to work myself out of a job, to go to the next group of people and go to the next group of people, so on and so forth, right? But for some reason, they just want to keep telling you the bad news. So I'm going to give it to you, since you're okay with it, a good portion of you, okay? Listen to this carefully. Half of the Democrats agree with socialism, Karl Marx. No, as a matter of fact, there's 90 individuals that have already been tagged as communist, Karl Marx-style Marxist communists in the federal governments that we know of. Folks, it's a lot worse than that. I got to tell you that. But the bottom line is again, conservative news are telling you that half of the Democrats, well, they like socialism. But what they don't realize, these socialist idiots, these useful idiots, is they're being used, again, only to bring forth something called communism or totalitarian methods through a government that is way out of control and evil to the core actually take them out. They're actually setting forth their own demise. They just don't realize it yet because they don't take the time and learn from history that that's how these people operate. They're being used as little puppets. Report, abortion clinics shield men who rape young girls. All right, great news, man. Hamas, we're building more rockets. Amen. This is a conservative outlet, friends. Revelation, Robin Williams accepted Jesus Christ.
Oh.
Isn't that convenient? See, folks, that is a modern American version of Christianity. And I guarantee you it is a Christian that wrote the article.
I have to say this.
Does anybody know him to be a Christian outside of what he has done or the
fruit
of
his
man?
You know a man by his fruits.
Thank you.
Hold on, I want to say something, too. If he really found Jesus Christ, he would have found hope and he wouldn't have taken his own life.
Thank you. Thank you. But is that what happened? Didn't the Lord say, thou shalt not kill?
That's right.
Yeah, that means yourself as well, friends, okay? Headline news across the boards again, friends. Ferguson focus turns from riots to militarized cops. Listen to that. Missouri pressure cooker, go ahead and shoot me. This is all conservative news, friends. Yeah, you would think this would be coming from a communist organization or a
someone
leftist
who wanted to depress
someone. I mean, these people are going hand in glove. They're promoting the crime, friends. They're not stopping or preventing the crimes. Again, going on. Mom arrested for saying the F word in the supermarket. Harry Reid breaks bank to save Senate Dems. I mean, folks, it's crime against we the people after crime against we the people against crime against we the people. Another conservative outlet, growing number of atheist churches in the Bible Belt. Well, amen. I thought we were to give the good report.
Me.
I didn't know that we were supposed to give the bad report. But just keep in mind, there was a Caleb and there was a Joshua who came back after they seen the good of the land that God promised them. And they came back and they told the people, listen, we can do this. We can well overcome. And what they did is they picked up rocks and wanted to stone Caleb and Joshua for telling them that they could do it.
Because then they'd have to do something.
Totally. Totally. Study, conservative outlet, headline news. Pastors avoid controversy to keep tithes up.
That's true.
Conservative outlet, Satanists demand black mass apology. This is conservative news, friends. Do they have any business promoting this?
Yeah.
It is just over defeatism. It feeds into defeatism.
Okay, now, we just looked at the glass half empty. I want to tell you about the glass half full. I know.
Yeah,
I know.
No,
you're
let's
just
deal with
you're
these
exposing
clowns.
Those who are giving you defeatism and those who are giving you no hope. Listen, Sons of Liberty Media is not doing that. Sons of Liberty Media is telling you what the problems are, but we're also giving you the answers found only in Jesus Christ. And I want to relay this over there, too. For a glass half full, the Navy, we were talking about earlier, too, about, you know, removing the Bibles. Well, just blow me away.
Conservative outlet.
Yeah, just blow me away. Well, this is a good one. I'm giving you a good one. This is one conservative good outlet who said this. They reported that the anti-Christian decision of the Navy made to remove the Gideon Bibles from all 34 Navy lodges and 24,000 Navy Gateway Inns and suites and guest rooms. That decision was made in response to just one. It reminds me of the punt prayers out. Just one letter from the Atheistic Freedom From Religion Foundation.
These are the little ankle biters.
Yep.
These,
one letter.
They have no
one
credibility,
person.
And they are an absolute joke. Exactly. And where's the state-run media? And by the way, friends, where's the conservative media? Getting right behind this rather than finding out who said it and dealing with the individual, pulling the curtain back on the individual. They just go to the group and they actually make reference as if it's a valid source.
Yep, that's exactly right.
Wow!
It's amazing, and that's what most people do. Well, we have to give some, far be it for us to be backward where praise is due here. We've got to give some credit to AFA, and they urge people to contact the admiral in charge of the Navy. They didn't beat around the bush. Go directly to that, and he said, and you did. Today, AFA has received the word that the Navy has reversed its wrong-headed and unconstitutional decision, which I said they do. They step out and do these stupid things, and then people massively flood them, and then they go, oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
And the Bibles will be allowed to say.
That's allowed.
Yeah, exactly. Allowed. Okay. It's a great win for religious liberty and our military in America. And why? Because the people stood up and said, no, this one letter ain't flying. This one person doing this ain't flying. We are going to do this, and
friends,
we got the victory.
Let's go over to sonsoflibertymedia.com. Tell me if this doesn't counter and prove my point in every sense of the word. Okay? Here's one. Board action brought against doctor who covered up abuse. Okay? He's being shut down. Okay? Why? Because the people stood up. Another article on Headline News, Sons of Liberty Media. Officer saves choking woman, a woman during routine traffic stop. Not going back to the
right.
Glenn Becks of the world who are magnifying the crimes of the cops all the time. I mean, as if to say the cops are bad when 99.5% of them are good.
Yep.
But that's all you see coming out of some of these conservative outlets. No, we want to give you a good report. I got friends that are cops, and they're all good people, okay? And they're doing their job, okay? Here's another one. Judge upholds order to close Haskell Cincinnati area abortion facility. Headline news, Sons of Liberty Media. Why? Because the people stood up. Another headline article on sonsoflibertymedia.com. Declaration of Independence. Do our rights come from God, the Constitution, the Supreme Court, or Congress? We set the record straight. Stephanie just wrote a brand new article, sonsoflibertymedia.com, headline news. Is it really worth your soul? Read it, friends. Check it out, okay? Defending Christian civilization. America, you never lost your right. We are an empowerment ministry to let the people know that you can do it if, first of all, you're deriving all your power in your source from the Holy Ghost, who's given unto you by the Lord through his Son, Jesus Christ. Okay? We can do this. America, you never lost the right. That was to counter the atheists in that are on the attack again. The little, you know, peppered clowns out there.
Yeah.
There's nothing that the Islamic devils can do against millions of God-fearing Americans armed to the teeth.
Okay, stop.
Do the math.
When have you ever heard that?
You haven't.
On the state-run media. There is. Let's say that again.
This is church news.
That's right.
This is the good report. Folks, another
Josh
one.
Winkale.
Headline news. Sonsoflibertymedia.com. Who does terrorism work for? Folks, know your history. Terrorism was always used by dictatorships to bring forth the political ends that they wanted. They were the ones that were doing the crimes against the people. Go back to Hitler. You'll know what I'm talking about. Another article written by Tim Brown, sonsoflibertymedia.com. All federal gun laws are unconstitutional. Then we got a question mark. Why is Obama funding terror? Why are they doing shooter drills in public schools in the United States of America? Another article. Georgia patriots tell atheist groups to back off. Okay? Yeah, man. Why don't we start talking about the power of the people, because you have the power to do the right things. Got another article. sonsoflibertymedia.com. America, are you going to stand up or are you going to sit down? We can go on and on and on and on, and it's refreshing because it's like, whoa, I didn't know that.
Yep.
You know what? I'm going to apply that, and God's going to be with me because he promised it to me, to those that are in Christ.
That's right, and I want to say, if you guys want to be part of the answer, go check out sonsoflibertymedia.com. If you'd like to donate, go to sonsoflibertyradio.com, click on the donate button, or become a son or daughter of Liberty today.
Folks, you got Bradley and Stephanie, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com, 1 John 3:18, love you by what we do. We'll talk to you in 23 for 2 hours. For 2 hours tomorrow. See ya.
Moms of America, stand up and stop taking abuse from your kids. I pledge never to let my kid disrespect me ever again. I pledge to stop letting my daughter walk all over me. I pledge to stop living in fear of my son's anger. I pledge never to feel like a bad parent ever again. Because I'm not.
I pledge to stop letting my child's behavior control my home.
I pledge to be a mom with kids who listen. A total transformation mom.
I'm Janet Lehman, co-creator of the Total Transformation Program. We created the Total Transformation to help parents with difficult child behavior. Now, I'm giving it away free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free.
Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795. Call now. Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795.